it's just a Torah l'kavod. Kavod zman. Tu bishvat, yashkayach techeski, and Tadovi for hosting, and Kol Chavu for coming. My apologies again for the delay. So, of course, Tu Bishvat is one of those days in the Jewish calendar which we understand it's a very deep day because we know so little about it. And what's amazing is that the actual teichen, the actual, I would say literature, it's not the right thing, what we have in Chazal, which speak about Tu Bishvat, is mamish ze'er. It's kemando lesedami. The Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, don't have much more. But in terms of the actual Torahs, which come from just a few words of Chazal, the few words of Chazal are so rich that produces so many Torahs throughout the generations. Not that the Tzaddikim paid so much attention. I don't want to say Chas V'Shalom didn't pay attention, but not that it was mamish on the radar like Rosh Hashanah was, or like Purim was, or like Pesach was. I mean, we have mamish Torahs, b'li soif mamish. Afal pi chein, Tu Bishvat was something which was a special day, of course, by everybody, some more, some less, by the Tzaddikim. But yet, I had it home, I lost it, I can't find it anymore. Maybe got lost in the move, but I had a safe which I was that I was makabel from my father's library. That it was like a thin safer, but over the course of the safer, there must have been like 80 marimakoymas on Tu Bishvat, and you know, however, 100 pages, whatever it is, just tyrus from the tzaddikim and collection of tyrus. This very much represents the whole inyan of what Tu Bishvat is about, and that, of course, Tu Bishvat focuses on that seed which is planted in the ground, and from that comes an ilan, the tzmicha, the zera to becoming an ilan, something which you look at it and there's kimat no potential. Right? We have a seed over here. Right? This is something which can be something. You're just supposed to throw it in your mouth and eat it, but if you put it into the ground, it becomes more of this. And that's really what Tu Bishvat represents, is that if you take even the tiniest nekud of Tyre, you put it in the ground and you don't really know what to make of it. Because it doesn't seem like it's even nogea to us. What's the big deal? Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, not Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Do we even live with that? Will we know where to look for that in the Shulchan Aruch? Like, what does that mean to us? It doesn't mean very much to us. So what do you do with such a halacha? You put it in the ground and you're like, okay, it doesn't really apply to me now. But when you put it in the ground, it means that over the course of time, something's going to happen to it. It's going to grow. That's what happened with the Divrei Chazal, that in their times, it was relevant to them much more than it is to us. But they wrote Divrei Torah for the present, and they wrote many Torahs also for the future. And they took that machlekes b'sham v'beis hillel, when's Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, is it on Rosh Chodesh, or is it on Tu Bishvat, and they buried it in the ground like a seed. And as you see the peiros of that, over the course of time, the peiros which are the chidushim which come from the tzaddikim over the course of the generations, and tires which we never saw and we will never see, which have been buried themselves over the course of generations, which the tzaddikim said by their tishin, we have no record of it whatsoever. But gevaldik tires and chidushim and drachim and avodas Hashem, which comes from that. Who would have thought? This very much represents the whole union of what the yontif is about. The tires itself reflect the mahus of what the Aymek Hayom is. Pinchas Karzer said, he said, there are some psukim in the Torah, in every single sedra, there are certain psukim which you pashut cannot understand al pi pshat. There's no way to understand al pi pshat. The only way to understand it is al pi Torah hasayid. Rashi begins chumash that way. Rashi says in the pasuk of Bereishis and other parshas in the Torah, pasuk zu ayme darsheni. This pasuk says to darshan me, because it can't be understood al pi pshat. It can only be understood using the deeper halakim in Torah, which is Remez, Drush, and Sight. So, Gzokt Rashi, this pasuk needs Drush in order to understand it. So, Pachetz Karetzer said, there's some psukim that even Drush won't satisfy, that you need Mamish, the Torah's Sight, to understand that. And he says, such a pasuk is found in Parshas Shoftim, but the Torah says, Ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh. Right? But the Torah says that an Adam is an Eitz. Right? It's not really what the Pasuk is saying. It means that if a person will come into a Sadeh, right? But it says, the Lashon is Kiya Adam Eitz HaSadeh, that a man is a tree of the field. So it's such a Pasuk you can only understand on Pitaris aside. And really most of the Torahs, I can say most, not that I know, but the many of the Torahs of the Tzaddikim, Befrat, the Hayantik Tzaddikim, that they darshan the whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat as it relates to the Adam, that the Adam is this Eitz, to make it relevant, to learn an Alpi Derech Havayda, and how to understand how an Adam is an Eitz, and how to learn from an Eitz, the correlation to an Adam. And that's Alpi the Pnimiyah Satayra, to understand Pshat in that Chazal. And there's so much to be learned from that, obviously. But again, this is really bringing out the whole Indian of what Tu B'Shvat is. This is a day which can be understood Alpi Pnimiyah Satayra. And for those who don't have a connection to Pnimiyah Satayra, they really don't understand what Tu B'Shvat is all about. Like I was speaking to my son, you know, what did they teach you about Tu B'Shvat in Yeshiva? He said, they taught me that there's no Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat. That's the halacha of the Yom. There's no Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat. I tried to explain to him, listen, there's no Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat because there's an oymek to the day. It's a simen that there's no Tachanun, that there's something going on today. It's not just we random day that we, you know, that we're very happy you don't have to say Tachanun today. That's not the simcha of the day. Right? Tzaddikim are very happy to say Tachanun. It's the fact that there's a simen, that there's an oymek of simcha which we don't really know about. And that's where the Pnimius comes in. But in the same way that Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh has an oymek to it, that can only be understood, says Rav Pinchas Karatzal, be Pnimius HaTorah, the same thing is true about Tu B'Shvat. It's the Yidden who care most about Pnimius HaTorah, that they're in touch with the Nishmas HaYoyim. It's that same Chevra who's in touch with the Nishmas HaTorah. Now the Nishmas HaTorah says something about Tu B'Shvat, like we said before, that it's a seed which is in the ground, that's the type of a day which it is, that you buried it, and you thought that there was nothing to it. Little did you know that by burying it in the ground, something would come of it later on. And we're starting to see, as Mashiach comes closer, the ripening of those fruits. And we're starting to eat a little bit of those fruits. But when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to truly enjoy those fruits. Really understand what Tu B'Shvat is all about. The oymek, the sharashim of this ilan. And we don't really see, because they're buried in the ground, but we'll be able to see the oymek of this ilan b'sharashim. So, maybe delve in Pnimius a little bit into this machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding Tu B'Shvat B'Siyat Dishmaya. The Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that according to Beis Shammai, that the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanas is a Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, that's not on Rosh Chodesh, it's B'Chamisha Aserbay, it's on the 15th of the month. So what's the nakudas amachlekas? Of course, to say the pshat is endless amount of pshatim, which is kifid arkenu, could say perhaps as follows. But we know that the Zera Kodesh Darshans, the word bereshis bar lokim, bereshis is the word beis reshis. And when it comes to Torah, that there's not one reshis, there's two reshis. And this manifests itself in many ways. When it comes to Klai Yisrael, for example, as an am, so we have that the Kohen Gadol is a Reishis and the Melech is a Reishis. That's called Beis Reishis. That there's two heads and not just one head. There's a secret like this by Rosh Chodesh Davka. You know, Rosh Chodesh can have one day Rosh Chodesh. Can have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. 2 days Rosh Chodesh? What does that mean? There's two Rashim? Teretz says, yeah. It's called Beis Reishis. There's going to be two Reishis. And there's a whole story about Rachel, that she has two heads. It's a whole Indian Pnimius HaTorah. Rosh Chodesh Ma'am Chanasata. It's Rosh Chodesh Rachel. And the Ari says you have to be Mechavin two heads of Rachel. There's a Bechina of Beis Rasha, that there's two heads. The fact that you can have a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, when is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan? That one says it's on the Rosh Chodesh, one says on Tu B'Av. That in itself is Eilu V'Eilu V'Eilu V'Kim Chaim. Because if you take both of them, so there's Beis Rasha, there's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and there's also Tu B'Shvat. That's Eilu V'Eilu V'Kim Chaim. That itself is Beis Rasha. In terms of the Chadashim, however, Beis Rasha means that there's two ways to begin the Shana. One, of course, is Tishrei, and the other is Nisan. Called Beis Rasha. But mitzad the days of the year, Tishrei is the Haschalah. Tishrei is the beginning of the year. Mitzad the Chadashim, so Nisan is the beginning of the year. As the Torah says, Chodesh Hazalachem, Reish Chadasha. Reish Chadasha. Like we just learned yesterday, Parshas, but the very first halacha which emerges from Yetzias Mitzrayim is the halacha in Kiddush HaChodesh, and to know that there's Beis Rasha. That there's Beis Rasha. That's exactly why Yetzias Mitzrayim was Dafka Ayyidei two Goyalim, Moshe V'Aharon. Right? The Melech, which is Moshe, and Aaron, which is the Kohen Gadol. That since the whole tahalich of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Ayyidei Beis Rashim, so the first chiddush which emerged from Moshe and Aharon is this inyan of Beis Rashim. There's Tishrei, which is the Chol Umos HaOlam, which was accepted as a Rosh Hashanah until that time. And there was a chiddush for Bnei Yisrael, which is called Beis Rashim, the month of Nisan. Because the truth is that every single nation had a melech. But the chiddush in Klai Yisrael, not only is there a melech, but there's also somebody called the Kohen Gadol. So dafka by Klai Yisrael, there's an inyan called Beis Rashim, because there's a chiddush called the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol adds a dimension of Beis Rashim. There's the Kohen Gadol and there's the Melech. It's called Beis Rashim, which is the secret of Klai Yisrael. Al Pipnimius HaTaira, so Tishrei and Nisan divide into a Zachar and to a Nekeva. That the Shana which begins from Tishrei is the Bechina of the Zachar, and the Shana which begins from Nisan is Bechinas Nekeva. Translated into Niglas HaTaira, based on Taisus and Rosh Hashanah. So Tishrei is considered to be the Tchilas HaShanah Mitzad Machshava, whereas Nisan is considered to be the Tchilas HaShanah Mitzad Maisa. Because Machshava corresponds to the Zachar, and Maisa corresponds to the Nekeva. Becomes a shaila as it comes to Shvat, as we'll explain b'siyat d'shmaya. If you take Tishrei and Nisan, so the way that it divides is that it's broken up into kavin, the hainu, that the months which follow the lead of Tishrei are on that side. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevi, Shvat, and Adar. Those are considered to be months which are associated with the Zachar, which is Tishrei. And then you have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, and Elul, which is connected to Nekeva, which is on that side of the Shana. So the Chari would say as follows. Al pi mabat rishon, you would say that Shvat falls down on Tishrei side of the year. Right? What's the difference between Tishrei and Nisan? Is that the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei falls out on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day, which is Rosh Hashanah. However, Mitzad Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not really the Rosh Chodesh of that month. The real Rosh Chodesh of Nisan is in the middle of the month, which is when Pesach is. As we explained this once in the Shir, that's why the Haggadah says Yochom Rosh Chodesh. You would think that Yochom Rosh Chodesh, right? You would think that Rosh Chodesh is the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, of Nisan, but it's not, right? Really, it's the center of the month. The center of the month is the Rosh Chodesh. That's the whole secret of the Dilug. The Dilug of Pesach is a Lashon Dilug, which means that there is a Dilug that the Rosh Chodesh jumped from the beginning of the month into the middle of the month. Because the whole inyan is to be masber a little bit more of why you would suspect and to think that Rosh Chodesh of Nisan should be on the first of the month is because Tishrei had it that way. That's called Yochomei Rosh Chodesh. Because Mitzad Machshava, which is Tishrei, that's called Yochol. Mitzad Machshava, it should be like Tishrei, because Tishrei is Mitzad Machshava, but Mitzad Maisa, it's not that way. The since Nisan's Koyach is in the Bechina of Maisa, so Mamila, it's not from the Rosh Chodesh, which is in the Inyan of the Maichin or the Machshav of the month. It's in the middle of the month, which is more of a Shaychis to the Mais of the month. Because the month itself is divided into Maichin and to Maisa. The beginning of the month is like the Maichin of the month. That's why it begins with the Rosh. But in the middle of the month, that's like already like the Maisa, like the hands and the feet, and you begin to go down into the Klei HaMaisa. So now, Rabbi Yisai, you're talking about Tishrei, and we want to know when is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, right? When is Rosh Hashanah Lilanos? So you would say, L'chara, that since it falls on the side of Tishrei, so Rosh Chodesh Shvat should be on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And B'Selah L'chara is right. However, it seems that B'Selah is saying not like that, that it's Tu Bishvat, that it's in the middle of the month. So where does he get at the middle of the month, just randomly? Why not Chaf Gimel of the month? Teretz is that he's patterning it after what? Nisan. So it comes out that Beis Shammai is looking at Shvat and he's saying, what do I do with you? I'm sending you back to your roots, which is in Tishrei. What leaves us Kasha, according to Beis Hillel, like, what happened to you? Like, it's on the side of Tishrei. It should be following Rosh Chodesh, just like it does by Rosh Hashanah. So the Chor of the Pshat, Beis Hillel will tell you, is that the reason why I follow the month of Nisan is because if you take a look at the months, when you go Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, then Adar, then Nisan, so already Shvat is already far away from Tishrei. It's already considered to be like Rachik, it's very far, and it's closer to Nisan already. So it's bringing in the Hashpa that Nisan is having on Shvat because of its proximity to Nisan is greater than the impact that it has from the fact that it comes from Tishrei. You understand? That because it's Karov to Nisan, it's under the influence of Nisan and no longer under the influence of Tishrei. That's the Chor what Beis Hillel will tell Beis Shammai. But the Chor Beis Shammai can reply the following. We have a principle in Halacha of Rov versus Karov. This is halachic shal. If you have a rov, which is on the one side, and you have a karov, which is on the other side, so when a rov is going against a karov, this is a clash. So we have a principle in halacha. The chor, this is what's going on over here. You have that shvat lechor is following the rov, which is that it belongs to Tishrei. That's where really it belongs to. And you have the karov, which is the fact that it's closer to Nisan. Right? So how do we decipher this in halacha? So we paskin roiv v'karov, roiv adif. We follow the rov. So that lechara is paskin like Beis Shammai. So does that mean to say that Beis Hillel holds like the shita of roiv v'karov, karov adif? Perhaps. But we don't want to say that Beis Hillel is not lehalacha, because we paskin like Beis Hillel. So we need a way to answer this kasha. Just agav, you see from the fact, you see the Eilu Eilu De Elokim Chaim from the Tziruf of the Chodesh, because the Tziruf of the Shem Havaya for every month is slightly unique. The Tziruf for the month of Tishrei is a Hey, then a Yud. I'm signing up for Tishrei. For Shvat is a Hey, then a Yud, then a Vav, and then a Hey. That's the Tziruf of the Havaya for Chodesh Shvat. So if you take a look at it, the Hey, the Yud, the Vav, and the Hey, right? It's the same sequence as Nisan, because Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So here too, with a Hey, then a Yud, then a Vav, and a Hey, the Vav and the Hey at the end is exactly like the Shem Havaya, because Nisan is the Havaya straight, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the Chodesh Nisan. So here it's almost identical. The only difference is that the placement of the Hey and the Yud in the beginning, that here it's Hey Yud, then a Vav Hey, whereas by Nisan it's Yud Kei, then a Vav Kei. So the Chor, that's a Raya to Beis Hillel. That because it's so close to Nisan, so if you take a look at the Mahus of the Chodesh, the Hainu with Havaya, you see that it's like Nisan. It's a Raya to Beis Hillel. However, if you take a look at the actual Tziruf of the Chodesh, the Hainu, the Pasuk that the Tikkuni Zohar identifies as being associated with the month of Shvat, so it comes from the Pasuk of Hamir Yemirenu Vahayahu. Hamir Yemirenu Vahayahu. That's the Rashi Tevos, right? Hamir Yemirenu, a Hey then a Yod. V'hayahu v'den vav v'den ahay. That's right. So there's a remez there to Chodesh Tishrei, because the tziruf of Chodesh Tishrei is the word v'hayah. So in the tziruf here it says Hamir Yemirenu v'hayahu, as if to say this month is v'hayah. This is the Tishrei month. Right? So mitzad, the actual tziruf of the letter is it's noited towards Nisan, but mitzad the actual pasuk from where it emerges from. So you see, it follows Tishrei. So what's Beis Hillel going to reply to Beis Shammai? Roi v'karov, roi v'adif. So the chayyu would say, Pashup Shat, is that when you have a roi v'karov, roi v'adif, so you do follow the roi. However, here, there's an exception, because the Torah says explicitly about Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh HaZelech HaRosh Chodesh. And as soon as you come next to Nisan, the Torah is paskening that if you have a shaila between Tishrei and Nisan, that there's a certain maila that Nisan has us over Tishrei. So maila hachidish is alechem reish chadashim paskins that you follow Nisan and you don't follow Tishrei. Maila halacha is chamisha sarbay. That's going to be reish chadash. That's the real reish chadash. That suffices alpi niglas atayr. However, alpi pnimis atayr, you probably say a little bit differently. You would say as follows. That there's two ways to break down the sale of the Chadashim. The first way we spoke about before, that there's the Kav of Tishrei and there's the Kav of Nisan. However, another way to say so is to say as follows. That really, you take a look at Tishrei, and instead of going Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevishvat, Adar as following Tishrei, you don't look at Tishrei as the beginning, you look at Tishrei as the middle. And what you do is you say as follows. You say Tishrei is in the middle, Cheshvan, Kislev, and half of Teves belongs to Tishrei. Whereas going the other direction from Tishrei, you would say that Elul, Av, and Chatzi Chodesh Tammuz belongs to Tishrei. And the opposite is true by Nisan. So Nisan is in the middle. Then you have Iyar, Sivan, and the Chatzi Chodesh Tammuz to that side. Whereas on this side, so you have Nisan, so you'd go to Adar and to Shvat and Chatzi Chodesh Teves on the other side. If you say that, then Shvat is not just that it's closer to Nisan, it's that it's mamash belongs to Nisan. Very similar din when it comes to Shabbos. You could say Shabbos is the end of the week, right? Or you could say Al Pi Pnimius that Shabbos is not the end of the week, Shabbos is the middle of the week. And that's how we see Shabbos Al Pi Pnimius Atayr. Shabbos at the end of the week. Of course, Shabbos is called Yom HaShvi, because from Maisa Bereishis, Shabbos is Yom HaShvi. But really, Mitzat at the Torah, Mitzat Torah, Shabbos is the center of the week. And so if you have 3 days to the left, 3 days to the right, that's why it's Alpi Pnimius, it's like 3 days La'achra Shabbos, and there's 3 days Koydim HaShabbos. You begin to receive your nefesh, ruach, and neshama 3 days before Shabbos, and it starts to go away 3 days after. But the Shabbos, which is the primus of the week, is considered to be not the beginning of the week, not the end of the week. It's considered to be the middle of the week. The reason why we don't see it that way is because we live in a secular society, like the Ummas HaOlam, which follows Maisa Bereishis, right? Even the Ummas HaOlam are Shaykh to Maisa Bereishis. Not Shaykh to Torah, but the Shaykh to Maisa Bereishis. So we see Shabbos as being the seventh day of the week, because that's a Goyisha perspective. If we had a Jewish calendar, if we made such a thing, we would put Shabbos in the middle, and we'd say 3 days to the right, 3 days to the left. It would be very confused, obviously, because we have no chinuch in that. But it would be Shabbos is in the middle, and then three, and then three. And Shabbos is not called the seventh day of the week. You don't say the Shabbos is not the seventh day of the week. Nobody says such a thing. It's like bizarreness to say Shabbos seventh day of the week. That's what we say in davening. V'yoyim hashvi'i mishabech v'oymer mizmor shir liyom hashabbos. Yoyim hashvi'i says, I give a shira that I'm called yoyim hashabbos. I'm not called yoyim hashvi'i. You don't call Shabbos yoyim hashvi'i. Just like you don't say Saturday night. You don't say Saturday night. It's not just like a chil of Shabbos to say that. It's motzei Shabbos. No such thing as Saturday night. So Alpi Pnimius, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, it has a shita. It's a different hashkafa than Beis Shammai. It's not the pshat that it's because it's closer to Nisan, and that's why it takes it. It's because mitzad, the perspective that really what's in the center is that which is chashuv, and that's the reish. According to Beis Hillel, this is mamish right, and that's why it follows the tzura of the Pnimius of the day, just like Nisan. And that's exactly why it's the middle of the month. Because it goes in line with the fact that this is all the shitasai, that the middle is where the center is. That's where the center is. So Mimela, just like by the months, Nisan and Tishrei is the center of their kavim, so too, that's why when it comes to Nisan, so we follow the middle of the month, because that's where the center is. That's the true center. Perhaps you see this machlekes emerge when we find the inyan of Puravu. You know, we're learning sugis in Puravu in the koil in the morning. So we have in the Gemara Yevamos tells us, the Mishnah says that there's machlekes beishamei betzila, how one is yaitze the mitzvah of Puravu. How can one be yaitze the mitzvah of Puravu? So according to beishamei, beishamei says when a husband and wife have two zacharim, when they have two males, two boys, they fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. Whereas beishamei holds you need a zachar and a keva. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? Nekudas HaMachlekes is like this. That according to Beis Shammai, who learns that you look at the months as what? That it's Tishrei and Nisan, that the one Kav is Kulo Zachar, and the other Kav is Kulo Nekeva. Right? So that means that the only way you could be Yotzei is by either having two boys or two girls. Right? And we learn out that it's two boys and it's not two girls. But there was no opportunity to say one boy and one girl because the kavim are separate. There's the kav of the zachar and there's the kav of the nekeva. There's the Tishrei line, which is the zachar, like we explained, and there's the nekeva line, which is Nisan. So he says we follow the Tishrei kav. Follow the Tishrei kav. Why? We'll explain momentarily. But according to Beis Hillel, who says no, that's not how you look at the months. That you look at the Tishrei's in the middle and Nisan's in the middle, and they have to look to its right and to its left. So when you do that, what happens? So it comes out that on the one side you have Zachar and on the other side you have Nekeva. So it comes out according to Beis Hillel, and he's able to be Saival a Zachar and a Nekeva in his according to his understanding of the Rosh Chodesh. So by him, that's why he says Yotzi Puravu with the Zachar and Nekeva. You find something similar also. The Mishnah in Gittin says that if you have a machlekes between Bisham and Beis Hillel, this came up in the sugyas also. I'm sure there's many other places, but I wish I knew. This comes up in the sugya, but we're speaking particularly here about Puravu also, because this has a shaykhis to the Pri Ha'ilam. That's why. Because the Peiris of an Adam is a shaykhis to Dafka to Peiris Ha'ilam, and that's exactly what the machlekes is between Bisham and Beis Hillel. When is the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos? So because an Adam is a Eitz HaSadeh, so if you take a look at the Peiris HaAdam, you'll understand the Machlekes about the Peiris HaIlan. So if a Machlekes about a Chatzi Evan and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. What's the status of a Chatzi Evan and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin? So Beis Shammai says you can't have a Chatzi Evan and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. It doesn't work. Because then you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. You can either be, you have to force the master to send him free, so that'll be a chatzi, either kulo eved, or he has to be a kulo ben chayr. Beis Hillel says no. It's shach such a thing should have had. So again, it's this idea of it's kulo or kulo. Either you're kulo ben chayr, which is in of a zachar, or you're kulo eved, because we know that an eved is chayiv and mitzvah ki isha. So either you're kulo zachar, or you're kulo nekeva. Beis Hillel says no, it's shach chatzi. Why not? Chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva? I understand such a thing. That's his whole tfisa of the whole Indian of Rosh Chodesh is along that path. How this plays out in terms of Derech Avodah is as follows. That was you said before, in Big Makatsu now. That when it comes to Machshav and Maisa, this is the Indian of Tishrei and Nisan. Tishrei and Nisan is Maisa Machshav. So if I were to ask you, what is more Chashav, Machshav or Maisa? So you'd say, listen, Al Piniglis HaTayra, Maisa is for sure more important than Machshava, right? If I think all day about waving, shaking a lulav, and I don't actually shake a lulav, so I wasn't Yotze the mitzvah, right? I need to shake a lulav. That's how I fulfill the mitzvahs. That's what Hashem wants, that we should do mitzvahs b'maisa. However, Pinimius HaTayra says, no, that the Machshava is bigger than the Maisa. Once you do the Maisa, so the Machshava is even bigger than that. Everybody agrees you have to do the Maisa. But if once you do the Maisa, then the Machshava is much bigger than the Maisa. And Pinimius, because Machshava is considered to be the roots of the Maisa. That the Maisa can only be as good as the Machshava which is put into it, because the Machshava is considered to be the roots of the Maisa. So therefore you would say that if there's an Ilan, and it has roots, and it has anafim, and it has branches, and it has peiros, so you would say, what's more chashiv? Well, the most chashiv is the sharashim. The sharashim is the most important, right? Between the anafim and the sharashim. So if you would say that the Machshava is more important than the Maisa. And Beis Shammai is right. Right? Beis Shammai is right. That really, we should follow Tishrei, the Koyach of Machshava, That's Beis Shammai Zinyan. You look at Tishrei because the Machshava is more important than the Maisa. Maisa is just to get you off the ground. Everybody agrees, Al Pi Halacha, you need the Maisa. But that's the world of Niglas HaTorah. But I'm looking, Beis Shammai says, I'm looking into the Machshava, which is the world of Pimius, and I see there that the Maisa is more important because every Maisa is rooted in the Machshava. However, comes along Beis Hillel and says, you're right, but there's also a deeper dimension to that. That in a certain way, that although the Maisa is given birth out of the Machshava, once the Maisa is created from the Maisa is even higher than the Machshava. Like, for example, this is the whole Shitas Chabad. You know, Chabad is very much into Meichen, yeah? Chabad stands for Chachma Bin Adas. And although they preach very much to learn Pnimius HaTorah and to learn Tanya, the Ikar Nekuda when it comes to Chabad Chasidus is Maisa Mitzvahs. Maisa Mitzvahs. Go out into the street and get people to shake lulav and to put on tefillin, to put mezuzahs on people's doors, and to keep Shabbos and to light neiros. That's the Ikar. And if you take a look at the Admoirim, the Nesiim from Chabad, the Ikar is the Maisa. The Ikar is the Maisa. The Ikar is the Maisa. You know why? Because there's a Nekuda within the Maisa. There's a Nekuda within the Maisa that from the Maisa gives birth to all everything afterwards. There's a Pnimius within the Maisa which is even greater than the Machshav itself. That's what the Mishnah says in Avos. The Mishnah says in Avos that if you have, there's a whole shaila of a person who's chachmasa meruba mimaisav or maisa meruba mechachmasa. So the Mishnah says that if you have a person that his machshava is meruba mimaisav, that he has more machshava than his maisim, so it's like an ilan which has a lot of anafim but has very little sharashim, and that if a ruach will come, it'll topple it over. But if a person that his maisim are meruba from his machshavas, then that's like a tree that he has very strong roots, that although his branches are very little, that he'll be able to withstand anything. That's the ma'il of a person that is ma'isa, is merubim from then his chachma. So you see that what the Mishnah is bringing out, that if a person's ma'isa has to be stronger and greater than his machshava, then he can withstand. But if he's a person that is a man of machshava and he has very little ma'isa, then he can't withstand. So you see that in Pnimius HaTorah, that the Maisa has a greater koyach than the Machshava. And the reason why to be Bekitzer is as follows. Because although there's the Sharashim, and there's the Anafim, which has been compared to the Maisa and to the Machshava, greater than all of that is the Peiros. Is the Peiros. The Peiros is the Iker. You know why? Because as soon as this tree gives Peiros, even if its roots become very slim and very weak, and it gets blown over, you know what though? It already produced pears. You can go ahead and take those pears. You can take the seeds, and you can make many more trees. And that's the secret of the ma'isa. The oimek ha-ma'isa is that don't just look at the anafim, don't just look at the leaves. That's not considered to be the real ma'isa of the tree. The real ma'isa of the tree is the pears which is produced by the tree. Because from those pears can come many, 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 many more machshavas. And that's why the Mishnah is emphasizing that if a person makes himself that he's a yid who accomplishes, that he does, that he's a bar ma'isa, that from those ma'isim will produce many, many more gevaldik machshavas out of that. So in a certain way, the ma'isa is considered to be the haschala. This is the secret of saif ma'isa, machshava tchila. Right? Although the ma'isa is the saif, but that saif ma'isa also gives birth to machshava tchilas, to new machshavas too. And that's what Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai. You're right, the machshava is gevaldik. And we should follow Tishrei, and I see beautiful Oimek and Pnimius now. But in the Pnimius, I see that the Maisa is even higher than the Machshava. And of course, this is the whole secret of Evan Masu Habayinim, Haisa the Rosh Pina, that although it seems that the Maisa is at the end of the totem pole, that you have to go from the Ratzon to the Machshava, to the Dibur, to the Maisa, but when you come to that Maisa is so rich that it's like a peiri, that if you open up that peiri, you're going to see that there's many more garin in there, that if you just plant them into the ground, you'll see you're going to make many, many more ritzonis, many more machshavas, many more things which are going to come out of it. It gives birth to something which is fresh, which is new. So the fact that we're already here by Tu Bishvat, we can already see Pesach in the distance, because we're already in Nisan territory. We're certainly in Purim territory, but we're also in Nisan territory. Which means to say that we're about to embark on a whole new tkufa, that we're moving into a new tkufa for us now, that although we had a very dry spell in terms of Yomim Tovim, if not for the Ner Chanukah and the light in the dark, we would mamish be... it would be Tzabrach and Lagamre. So Hashem did us a very big taiva in that. But we've gone through Cheshvan, and a few days of Kislev, and then Teves, and then Shvat, and we have a Ha'ar already from Tu B'Shvat, that Hashem Yisbarach is telling the Yidden, that look, you're already in Nisan territory, Al Pi Halacha, you're already very close to Nisan, and there's already Ha'aris which are coming back l'mafreya from Nisan towards us. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be zeicha to be able to bring in all of those iris, to be people who are people and not just of machshava, not just of dibur, but to be seif ma'isa machshava dekiyinim. Without to be zeicha to many, many more mitzvahs, toives, and machshavas to kedusha, to be zeicha to be able to be that other mitzvah said to be mekabel pnei mashiach dekiyinim. Amen.